Around this time every year, Northeastern University political economist Barry Bluestone offers up a widely read assessment of the housing market and the economy as a whole in Greater Boston. In 2008, it was pretty scary. Has anything changed since? WBUR's Adam Ragusea talked to Bluestone about the year ahead and joins us this morning. Good morning, Adam, and thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
Morning, Bob.
I understand that Bluestone's official report is coming out in a couple of weeks, but he gave you the highlights. Tell us about him.
Well, you know, the big headline is what you might expect to see. Job loss in the state is leveled off ahead of the national rate, and in Greater Boston, that's mostly due to the strength of our bedrock higher ed and medical sectors, two sectors that have actually added jobs in recent months, by the way. Now, much more surprising than that, though, Bluestone's analysis reveals some tremendous growth potential in manufacturing, of all things.
Here in Massachusetts, we've really, in much of our manufacturing, made a transformation to true 21st century advanced manufacturing. 60% of the more than 700 firms we talk with actually expected to add jobs between now and 2017.
Yeah, Adam, what's that mean, 21st century advanced manufacturing? What kind of firms is he talking about?
Well, companies, a lot of which may seem like old-style factories on first blush, but really aren't. Bluestone highlights this one company called Boston Accurounds and Centerless, which is basically a metal works. They make, you know, nuts and bolts and other little metal parts, but for applications with extremely low tolerances, medical device manufacturers, defense, you know, industries that demand just a crazy level of precision. I toured their plant in Avon this week, and I asked their president, Michael Tomasi, why he hasn't shipped his factory off to Bangalore or anywhere else with cheaper labor.
Actually, the Commonwealth has gone more and more business-friendly as of the last several years. There's workforce training fund grants, there's industrial development bonds that have helped us build our building in Woburn 10 years ago.
So Accurounds hasn't moved out of state or offshore, but is that firm hiring?
Well, they've seen, you know, a dramatic rise in orders since August, and the 60 or so workers in that plant are just starting to work overtime again, which they're very happy about. Whether that's going to lead to expansion remains to be seen, but certainly in the long run, they're very confident about their growth potential.
Well, what about the potential for job growth elsewhere? What is Barry Bluestone saying about other sectors that might be on the upswing?
Well, there remains a lot of excitement around green tech, biotech. For instance, there's this company in Cambridge, Acceleron Pharma, that's got a pretty incredible drug on the horizon. I went there and I talked with their chief scientist, Jasbir Sira, this week. He and his team have isolated a protein that they say can do some pretty wild things.
This molecule given to mice in 3 days increases their lean body mass and their skeletal muscle by about 10%. And over the course of a month, it can increase as much as 40% muscle mass.
Is that what you're doing? Are you trying to turn me into the Terminator?
It could turn you into the Terminator. But really, the drug is being developed for neuromuscular diseases, particularly for Duchenne's.
Duchenne's, by the way, is a severe form of muscular dystrophy.
It sounds very exciting, but is that innovation going to translate into jobs?
That is the big question as Bluestone sees it. Will companies like Acceleron, once they move past the research and development phase, stay and do commercial production here in Massachusetts? You know, an innovation economy is great, but if you only get a handful of elite R&D jobs out of it, what are the rest of us mere mortals supposed to do for work?
Well, that's a good question. WBUR's Adam Ragusea, thanks a lot for coming in.
You bet, Bob.